In one of the latest attacks, two journalists, Mark Dominic Ipemeye and Yomi Olomofe, who were investigating customs officers regarding allegations of smuggling, were brutally beaten. One of them was left for dead. According to Olomofe, executive director of local monthly called Prime Magazine, customs officials invited him and the other reporter to a meeting at the customs office. As they left the building, they were attacked by a group of alleged smugglers. The attack took place in spite of heavy security at the customs office, and many question how the perpetrators knew the journalists would be there, suspecting that the customs officials had a hand in planning the assault. Crime reporter Wole Adeboye says physical attacks are common when journalists do stories that concern security officials.
I recall one day when I visited anti-robbery section at the police headquarters Ikeja. As I was trying to do my investigation, a police officer assaulted me and told me that if I refused to leave the premise of the command, that he would shoot me.
Cameramen are also targets. Yusuf Mohammed was reporting on security agents forcefully evicting roadside traders and demolishing their shops when he was assaulted by one of the soldiers on the scene.
I was just busy doing my work. As I was doing it, the next thing I saw, one of the soldiers just came to me without even asking me, who are you, or identify yourself. He gave me a slap and seized the camera. These are the kind of things we go through in our day-to-day job. We face so many challenges. They should treat the journalists as we are gentlemen of the press. That's how they call. We are gentle people. They should see us as partners in progress.
Due to the inherent risks they face, journalists have found ways of staying safe. Many like Adeboye go into hiding and conduct the investigations covertly.
When you do a story and you know that security people will not be happy and they could be after you, you go underground.
Nigerian journalists go underground to buy time until the subjects of their work, often security officials, cool off. Sometimes reporters are forced to flee the country. Larry Arugundade, an activist who works at the Lagos-based International Press Center, says self-censorship is another measure used by reporters to maintain their safety.
What I see is that there is an atmosphere of fear. It's not really expressed, but the average journalist tells himself or herself, well, I would have to be careful because I don't know what might happen to me. So you have a whole lot of self-censorship that goes on, you know, in the media, which I think also undermines, you know, the freedom of the press.
Arugundade says assaults on the media are rampant in Nigeria because perpetrators rarely face justice.
Basically, people feel that they can always take the law into their own hands. So it's just about impunity. Now, nobody who has attacked a journalist has been successfully prosecuted. So again, that is a weakness. So it's like it gives people that encouragement.
Newly elected President Muhammadu Buhari sent a representative to a recent conference of the Nigerian Union of Journalists held in Abuja, where the special advisor on media and publicity, Mr. Femi Adesina, pledged to uphold press freedom with transparency and accountability. But journalists in Nigeria are still waiting to see if the new government will undertake substantive measures to protect their rights. Sam Olukoya, FSRN, Lagos.